Genetically modified cotton and papaya can be legally grown in China, and that's where the list of China's GMO crops ends. At the same time, China is the world's largest importer of soybeans, and most of those are genetically modified. Certain kinds of GMO corn are also cleared for import, others are not. Between last November and this February, China rejected nearly 1 million tons of GMO corn from the United States. Inspectors said the shipments included a GMO strain called MIR162, developed by Syngenta and still not approved by the Chinese government. China has been working for years on its own genetically modified crops, at least in part so it won't be dependent on a multinational corporation for seeds. The topic came up during this year's National People's Congress, the annual parliamentary meeting held earlier this month in Beijing. China's agriculture minister told reporters he is a regular consumer of GMOs, mostly through soybean oil. He also stressed the need for homegrown research on biotechnology, saying we can't have such techniques monopolized by others. Surveys show popular opinion in China remains skeptical about GMOs, but over the past several months, the voice of state-run media has become noticeably more supportive. Bill Dorman, NHPR News.